call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay to order and ask if you would please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present with the exception of Director Mayer.
Thank you. Director Mayer is excused. Public comment, I have one public comment card. Terry Mahaney.
Good evening, Terry Mahaney. I live on Discovery Bay Boulevard. Recently, there was a speed survey done, and you guys got a lot of information on that. Well, the problem I had with it was on Discovery Bay Boulevard, it was done down in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. I live in the 25-mile-an-hour zone up here, so I requested another survey down up there. And in a two-day period, there's like about 3,200 cars per day go north and southbound, and 85% of them are doing, they're averaging 38 miles an hour. So we haven't gotten any reports from the sheriffs as far as breaking down radar stuff, where they do it, or anything like that. I think you might have been asked for, but I don't know. I wasn't here on the first meeting of this month. I was out of town. So what I'd like to do is just submit this report to you guys, if that's okay, if you guys randomly look at it if you want. But if we have paid for the sheriff to have radar, if you guys train two cars equipped, I'm retired, I'm home 80% of the time, and I don't know if and when these guys ever sit out there on that portion of the Discovery Bay Boulevard where I've been complaining about for over a year. I don't see them. I don't know. We don't have any stats. So I just like
to give that to them.
Okay. And other than that, that's about it for me.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, thank
you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Okay, we'll move C7 to G2. Any other comments or questions on the consent calendar? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Move on to area agency reports. East County Fire is not here. Area agency presentation. Mr. Gemmelman.
We have a presentation. I'd like to invite Ron Brown to come to the podium. He is the interim director for for Brentwood Agricultural Land Trust.
Good evening. Thank you for giving us some time on your agenda this evening. Excuse me. My name is Ron Brown. I'm the interim executive director for the Brentwood Agricultural Land Trust. And with me this evening are members, well, first is the president of the board of directors of the Brentwood Ag Trust, Tom Bloomfield. And also with us this evening are members of the Cicchini family who have been farming in this community for most of the last century, if not all of it. But we're here tonight to talk to you about a project that's going to be taking place immediately to the east of Discovery Bay on 520 acres of the Cicchini family's farm, which is immediately to the east of you. And we're working with the family and the California Department of Conservation to place an agricultural conservation easement on the property. It will ensure that it will stay in agricultural production in perpetuity. I have some maps here to show you. The family owns about 1,000 acres to the east of you, but it's just the northern 500, if I may.
Thank you, sir.
see on the map exactly where the 500 acres is. It's the pink area on the map.
Quick question.
Sir?
Where's the remainder 400 plus acres?
Immediately to the south, I'm sorry, right below it.
Ends in 005?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, I should have noted that on the map. Our ability to purchase the conservation easement on this property, as I said, is through a grant that we're receiving from the California Department of Conservation. One of their requirements is that the local governing body for the area in which the property is needs to pass a resolution in support of the easement and the receipt of these grant funds. That governing body is the County Board of Supervisors. So we've been talking and working with Supervisor Diane Burgess's office, and rightly and appropriately, she suggested that it would be appropriate for us to come and meet with your Community Service District Board to make you aware of the project and to let you know what is going to be happening and to give you an opportunity to either question us this evening about it and or between now and the time the Board of Supervisors passes the resolution or considers the resolution, which is on Tuesday, August 15th. Excuse me. So if you have any questions about it, certainly you can ask us this evening. Have your own consideration between now and then, and if there are questions, you can let Supervisor Burgess's office know about that. I would like to introduce Bob and Barbara Cecchini, and their daughter, Allie, and Angel, who has been working with the family for many years. Would any of you care to come to Allie? And just to give you a little bit of an overview of the family's agricultural operations and what their vision for this property is.
Hello, thank you for having us tonight. My name is Allie. I am a fourth generation farmer, although my shirt says first generation farmers. If you guys are familiar with FGF, you might see us at here at the Everyday Farmers Market or the Brentwood Farmers Market. It's a farm that I started a few years back to get young people into farming because they're one of those first generation farmers. My family's been farming in this area for almost 100 years on this property since the 1930s when we were able to purchase it in the 1960s. This easement is incredibly important for us to continue our operation. Farming is hard, and there's a reason why there aren't as many young people, and we want it to be more viable. So we hope to not only continue farming it, but to get young people to use this land to continue farming. We have five incubators right now who are in their 20s who are learning how to farm, thanks to my parents teaching them, and the goal is to get many more. So thank you for hearing us tonight. Do you guys have any questions? Yes?
I do, just out of curiosity, kind of enlighten me a little bit. So if I understand it properly, the 500 acres that you're now going to attempt to put into the trust, so you're going to allow or do an incubator project and allow other younger people to try to farm. So how is the property going to generate revenue so you continue farming if you're doing experimental things?
Well, we're not doing experimental things. The amount a young farmer can, the amount of land that they need to learn on is about an eighth of an acre. They can park, it's like a large garden. So, and then if they are successful, which we hope, we do a profit share with them, that's the idea, we haven't done it yet, or a land lease idea. But we've already learned more than a quarter of an acre is way too much for these young people to start. It's quite a bit of work, especially because they don't have a tractor.
Okay, so the remainder of the acres would be for professional farming. Operate.
Sure, we're professional. Yes, there'll be tractors and like lots of people tending to the fields.
Doing all the things you've been doing out here, you just set aside a couple acres.
And yeah, better marketing.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then if I, just out of curiosity, on the other acreage, is there a reason why you're not wanting to put that into the trust?
There wasn't enough funding from the state mean, it was hard to put the entire park into it.
Okay.
But it's something we'd like to do in the future if this money is still available. But for right now, one step at a time.
Thank you.
Chris, so does the ownership change? And can you tell us more about the trust and if there's any examples in the community you can think of? Tell us, is the ownership going to transfer? So, no?
No, actually, the way this works is that the Tricchini family will continue to own the property in the title. What they are transferring to the Brentwood Agricultural Land Trust in essence are the development rights. And the promise to keep it in agriculture, active agricultural production in perpetuity. And so the Tricchinis very well at some point might sell the property to a subsequent landowner separate from their family, but that subsequent landowner would also be bound by the conditions of the easement.
So is this similar to like Livermore House?
Livermore has a significant number of acres under agricultural conservation.
So this land would be used for mitigation of future development in Brentwood or the community at all?
No.
Okay. No. That happens at the time of the breach of the easement.
Okay.
That's not this part.
So the funding for this grant from the Department of Conservation is specifically and solely to keep lands in sustainable agricultural production.
Thank you. It was quite an honor to all of the state of California. They all presented their projects over the state, and ours was given the sort of highlight of the show. We presented it to the Sustainable Agricultural Land Conservation Council.
That's special.
Yeah, it was very special, especially because we are so close to San Francisco. The farmland is just.
Is there any opportunity in the future if grant money were to become available? Would you pursue another land grant?
Definitely. It's there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, these are very competitive grants.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity to let you know about this evening. And if there are subsequent questions, Mike knows how to get in touch with me or certainly Supervisor Burgess' office.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to monthly reports.
Back up or water issue or something. We don't have one of those. No major issues.
No major issues.
Any other questions for Bernie?
No major.
Thank you, Ernie. Okay, moving on to item G1, open public hearing.
Okay, I'm going to turn this over to our finance manager, Dina.
So last board meeting, we presented the engineer's report for the assessment for Zone 9. This is a report that's done by Fluid Engineering and myself. We worked together to, I build the budget, and then he and I worked together to ensure the numbers and the engineer's report work well. So today we're just asking for a public hearing. If there are any comments or questions regarding the engineer's report.
And the calculation is all done according to the state.
Consumer price. Actually, not that would be the Zone 8 assessment. This is the consumer price index done by the engineers.
Then I will open the public hearing and make comments on the staff report. Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Any director comments, questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
That's been moved and seconded twice. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Informational items, G2.
G2.
C7, which became G2, CSDA conference.
We got that?
Yes.
Yes.
The reason that I took it off the consent calendar, I just want to have a brief discussion. I think that the CSDA meetings are a great benefit, not only to this board, but to all special agencies. My only issue is, if I read this right, we approve it as written, it allows us to go down and participate in golf. Now, I'm a big golfer, so for me to say, well, I don't want to play golf, that's not it. I just have a difficult time saying that the ratepayers would pay for directors to play for golf. So that was my only issue. And if there any comment from staff on why CSDA does a golf thing?
Well, golf is not the only activity, and I can speak objectively on this because I'm not a golfer and won't be attending. However, golf and these activities are important to the conference because it gets the attendees out of the hotel room and gets them involved in an activity where they can interact together and develop relationships, networking. They're swapping stories. Out on the golf course, they're really conducting business. They're learning about the strengths and weaknesses of other districts. It helps them for future contacts. So this is really a benefit to the town of Discovery Bay to be involved in these activities and be involved in these relationships, because you actually learn more in that environment sometimes than you do listening to the speakers that are in the regular program. So I would encourage those that can participate in these activities to do so, because there is learning and value that takes place.
Okay. I kind of share Director Pease's perspective on this. There are other activities that take place during that same time. There's several tours that the CSDA offers. The golf course, the golf activity is a fundraiser for their scholarship fund. And as much as I love to play golf, I just don't think that the ratepayers here need to fund that kind of an activity, but we're gonna spend 3.5 days networking with all these people anyway, so I'm kind of uncomfortable with it as well.
Move it and pan out. Can you move that from the request?
So
you're not golfing?
I would not be golfing either way.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you golfing?
I'm not sure whether I'm golfing. I pay for it myself as well. That's all. I would move to approve the attendance at CSDA meeting, and that we just take the golf feature out, and if someone would like to golf, then it's on their dime. Be fine with that.
Is there a second?
I know. There is a second.
I'll second it for the purpose of a vote. That motion seconding, there are comments or questions?
Yeah, now that there's been a motion made, second. So then, would it then follow suit that anything that's, any extracurricular funding of anything in here should be eliminated from, why just golf? Why not the dinner? Why not the other events that are here that cost excess of what the conference costs? I'm not quite sure. If the concern is costs, why one thing and not another?
I think it's more perceived, public perception is my line. And I agree with, you know, I can agree with the general manager's explanation of that word, et cetera. But I don't know if that filters down to the residents and the ratepayers. So it's just a public perception that I'm discomfortable with
the registration.
So at the, I haven't golfed at this event yet, but it is a great place to do some networking on the course and also in all of these activities. We went through a major bond activity the last few years, and some of those side activities, those are activities you call maybe additional, those are places where we gather knowledge and help make those decisions and form those relationships for those agreements. So I think it's it is a good networking activity, and although I don't know if I'll be participating in all of
I would just make an observation that Monday afternoon at 4:30, there's a district networking meeting, so I want to network with them. We have a freebie opportunity.
Before there's a vote taken on this, if I could, Mr. President?
Yes.
Just checking with the maker of the motion. So you have a motion to approve attendance at the conference, less golf. To Member Graves' point, there's two other activities that cost a pre-conference tour. You have to go in advance. It's limited to 45 attendees. If you haven't done it now, it's probably a bit late because this is well attended, as well as the other one. And the airport district probably isn't relevant to this body, but the pre-conference at Elkhorn, SLU, Safari, Moss Landing, Harbor might be. But is the maker of the motion excluding those other items, or so just registration, or registration plus whatever?
Just excluding golf. The other activities that someone wants to participate with, all those.
Are we clear? We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Motion does not pass.
It does not. Would there be an interest of somebody else making a different motion?
Well, not for me.
Do you want to make a motion of approving everything?
Oh, I would move. Excuse me. Yes, I would approve staff's recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
I'm on record.
No informational items. Director's reports. Any director reports?
Oh, yeah, we had a meeting since the last meeting. The
only director report I have is I attended with the general manager the quarterly meeting of the Contra Costa Special Districts Association, and we heard a couple of presentations, one which was fairly interesting from LAFCO with regard to the Little Hoover Commission and their attempts to look at special districts. Not the cost of that, but right now that their MSA is a healthcare district, so they're not too involved in that. But the Little Hoover Commission on a statewide issue is looking at the special district issues, and CSDA is involved in that very carefully. And there was a presentation from East Bay Regional Park District with regard to the Fraser Bill and the Fire District, East Bay Regional Park District funding. So that was of interest, as well as our letter with regard to AB 1479, the Public Records Act. We were one of 50 letters that were sent in. The author took a look at those 50 letters, amended the bill, and removed all objections, and the bill passed. So it's all fine. Other than that, at their next meeting in October, there will be a panel discussion on the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District issues with our representatives from each side of each of the various parties that have weighed in on that funding for the fire district. So it might be an interesting meeting.
One more thing.
Yes, Andy, can we stick to our report? Just like to comment, the landscaping is looking good. I'd like to see if we could get Caltrans or maybe get a favor from our local assemblyman regarding cleanup on Highway 4, trash and plastic debris that tends to accumulate when we're really busy in the summertime going out of the trucks and boats. Might be good if we could get the Caltrans guys to come by and do a cleanup, or county worker or something. Thank you.
Under reports, can be done. In manager's reports, general manager's report.
Yes, I have two items. The first item, I would like to let the board know that our finance manager, Dina's daughters are on a Little League team in East County, and her husband is the coach. And those players won the Northern California Championships and are now going to the Western Region Championships in Arizona.
San Bernardino.
Oh, San Bernardino, that's right. And so, yeah, that's why I should read my notes. So Dina's going to go as a groupie, obviously, leaving Friday, and she'll be gone all next week. But if they win in San Bernardino, this could mean going all the way. So we're very excited for our team because it represents East County here. Secondarily, my other issue is, so congratulations.
Yeah, that was true.
They are 11 to 12.
So her husband is with the 11 to 12 year old girls traveling at this very moment, so he may never be the same.
It's fast pitch. Softball.
Softball. Okay.
So if they win in San Bernardino, they're on the path to the World Series in Oregon.
Is it double elimination down there or what?
I don't know. Yeah. It is. They're playing the entire Western region. So their first game is Friday night. We play Alaska. And then they move on to.
Back to back, eight game schedule.
It's one game a day. So it's not like tournament ball.
That's good.
Which is why we're there.
Yeah, no, have fun, enjoy it, it's great.
Item two?
The item two is looking at the Board of Supervisors' last agenda. They had on their issues concerning the cultivation of marijuana, zoning and taxation involving such things as the cultivation of marijuana, marijuana dispensaries, and retail sales of marijuana, and they're looking to their staff to develop potential approaches for taxation and where should growing be allowed, these kind of issues. They actually created three zoning maps for each category, that being dispensaries and retail and cultivation, and these maps created some scenarios for initial consideration by the board or as examples of things that they could consider. And within it, we have things touching the boundaries of Discovery Bay. There was also one map that I saw in there that if they allowed a greater allowance of zoning for retail, it could occur within our borders, the actual sales of marijuana. So I thought that this would be something that the board would like to have potentially a discussion about in the future, to let our supervisor know how we feel. I've made contact with their staff saying that I would like to be kept informed on the progress of this and any changes, et cetera. So I just offered that for to the president and the board for consideration of maybe an agenda item for discussion amongst the board.
I think once they've got their plan together, it'd be very important for them to come to this board and let us see what the plan looks like, how it might impact the residents of Discovery Bay, let the residents of Discovery Bay speak to that issue here locally, and then maybe we can get back to them with our observations.
Yeah, I would like to take it a little bit differently. I'd like to have the board have a discussion, irregardless of what the county might propose, locations, et cetera. Just a discussion amongst ourselves, whether kind of where each of us is off at. I'll be up front, I'm totally against any of it. I'm familiar with it, if it doesn't do anything good at all. But be that as it may, that's what I would like to have.
Any comments? Thank you. Let's see, correspondence, future agenda items. Have one.
Well, that's, yeah, that'll be in the future. Before you tonight, there's an envelope. We've reached a little over 6 months with our new general manager. And according to our contract, we owe him a performance review. And so the blank document is something that we've used in the past. You could take some time, consider what's transpired over the last 6 months, get your comments together, forward them back to Rod's office, who will consolidate them and anonymize them. And then we will have an opportunity to talk to the general manager as a group sometime in August. So my question is can we do it as early as the 2nd, or should we be comfortable to the 16th?
Thank you. I have it slated for the 2nd at this point in time. Obviously, that's dependent on the number of attendees, one, that we are available on the 2nd, and two, the number of evaluations you get. When you only have 5, I expect all 5 to be turned in. So I put a date of the 31st, close of business of the 31st, so it's giving you plenty of time to be able to get through them. I've provided you in the packet a postage paid envelope if you wanted to return them in hard copy, and also indicated that my secretary, Rhonda Olmo, will be sending out an electronic version of it, and you can send it back electronically if you'd like as well. So that'll be coming. Don't let it hit your spam folder. It should be coming for you tomorrow morning.
Let me ask the directors that are here. Is the 2nd date when we all plan to be here?
According to my calendar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's shoot for the 2nd then.
Excellent.
That's a good advice. Let's see, moving to closed session, Council.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the item listed on the agenda as 01.